one of the members of the congregation here. So it's fallen to me to look at the Trinity. And so how many of the desert detectives do we still have left in the church from last week? Please put your hands up. Oh, a smattering. And a few that would not put their hands up. But I've seen you. So you desert detectives, we've got a bit of a job on this morning. And we've not got much to find, but we've got a lot to find out about. And so what we're trying to do is work on a bit of a mystery. And it's this idea of God. Bluntly, is there anyone there? Is there anyone out there? Well, some people really battle with this idea, is there a God? Other people sort of have a sense that maybe there is a God, but we don't quite know how to describe him. We really battle with it, get our heads around it. Well, it's a bit like you imagine that you are a tiny little ant and you're trying to understand an elephant. And you're trying to explain it, what this elephant is actually looking like. And you talk to your mate and say, I'm seeing a little bit of grey here. And the mate's going, seeing a bit of grey here and here. And repeat this. And we've got a sort of rough idea of what it's like. But the good thing about church is that actually we are a group of ants, really. And we're trying to understand the elephant in the room and around as well, which is, what is God? What is this God? And we can only really point towards it. And people have taken all sorts of ways of trying to explain it. They've even tied their legs together and run round churches to try and explain what this could be like. You may see up there, there's a shamrock. And legend has it that St. Patrick used the shamrock to explain the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I got a random picture off the internet, which I haven't a clue what it's trying to do. If we look at other faiths, they also have battled with this idea of God. So in Islam, they talk about 99 names of Allah and one name that is not known. And they talk about this because it's actually really difficult to describe that. In the Bible, I haven't counted the number of names of God, but there are loads that are used as well. And so, we've got this, and we need to try and explain what it's like. And in this reading that you had about the baptism of Jesus, suddenly the three parts of God are there in one piece. And it's a sort of relationship. And the relationship is Jesus going to the river to be baptized, then the Holy Spirit coming onto Jesus, and finally the Father giving Jesus the thumbs up. My son, I'm well pleased and proud of you. And so this points us to it. And this is for the adults, really, but you might be interested. Desmond Tutu, isn't it wonderful we have this doctrine of God that speaks of God as fellowship and community? So you have this wonderful image of a community that is God the family. And that's really something that is a really key value in our church, that it is about family, but it's the family of God. And so it's theological, but it's also practical. I don't know how many of you are sitting here with relations of yours or relatives of yours, but actually, all of us tend to have different roles. So for myself, I am a father, a son, I'm an uncle, I'm a nephew. I'm trying to get this right at the moment. But I'm the same person, but I have different roles that I play. And that's sometimes quite helpful when we understand God and the names. But the moment you've all been waiting for, and I will need some help with it, it's the pretzel moment. Now, here's something I prepared earlier. Just need a sort of table, but we'll just use this, it'll be fine. So, classic American Penn State pretzels, sour cream and chive. Pretzels, original sea salted, and salted pretzels by Sainsbury's. And I need some helpers, please. Oh, we've got a team. Kieran, you're on. Isaac, you're on. Do you want to come up? Yeah. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Rosie.
It's Rosie. Are you going to help as well? Fantastic. So, actually, could you hold this for me, Kieran? Could you do us a favour? Open that and put those on the pretzels. I've got a bit of a boom on. Yeah, we're going to. Well, you're going to take them round in a moment. Okay, so we have.
Can we have the team?
Yes, in a moment. Just a whole lot. Go for it. I am feeling a moment of disaster could happen at any moment. So this one here is the original sea salted. Kieran, could you have a small team of sea salted? Because you're going to need to take these around. Right, could you do me a favour? Could you open those ones and pop those onto this? Food comes and everyone comes up. It's a dead winner every time. Have we got a third? Where's my third tray? Thank you. Right, Rosie, could you take that? Could you hold this? And then could you load up this tray? Right. And then, just remember which one's which. Okay, can my team now please pass, can you go round and invite everyone to take one, two, or even you could have three pretzels. And I would like everyone to have one. So, he can have more, Sam. I don't think there's any nuts in them. But if you're not sure, do you want to go around and show people the packets, the ones that are coming around, so they know which one's which? Okay, that's perfect. Okay, let's go. In the meantime, Joe and Lauren have kindly agreed to come and do Lord of the Dance by Michael Flatley, just what... Now, you might be wondering about pretzels. I read last night, and somebody correct me, but this was a medieval monk who, in trying to explain the doctrine of the Trinity, they were trying to explain it. Now, when you look at the pretzels, now, those of you who've digested them already, could you put your hands up, because you're going to come back and have a look for some more. Have we got any more pretzels down there? How are we getting on? If you look at the pretzels on the screen, if you've eaten them, you'll notice that there are three sections to it. But one pretzel, three sections. Get it? The pretzel is never going to be the same again. I don't think we're going to be tipping this lot. They're going really slow. Do help yourself. 2, 3, 4 is fine. They're going over to the church after. They're going over afterwards for after tea, after coffee. Okay. Now, okay, has everyone had a pretzel? Or two? Or three? Best flavour? Cream cheese, salt. Yeah, salted. How else went? Sour cream. What was the sour cream and chive like? Yeah, could we like that? What was the other one? Something random. Okay, back we come. Can I have my pretzels back, please? Thank you, Kieran. That was magnificently done. This is the alternative offering. Okay. Now look. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we've got that. Okay, guys, if you want to sit down, that'd be great. Now, when we look at these, one of the things, I mean, this is a, when we put them out, I put them out next door after the service, but when you look at these things, it's a really simple idea, this idea of the Trinity. But what we've been trying to do is to understand what it's looking like. So what does this actually mean, this idea? Why have we got this? Well, it's sort of trying to begin to try and explain that God isn't simply carrying out a series of roles, that God isn't simply three people. God isn't simply three gods. God isn't one God, but he is, because he's all of those things, but actually it's all together. So what we're thinking about is a God, a Father, who is watching over us as one of the things he does. God, the Son, who walks with us. And God, the Holy Spirit, who is working through us. And those three things are happening all the time. But it's like a relationship, a dynamic relationship. You know what they say, two's company, three's a crowd. It's never, ever static, this creating God. So what I'd like to do is to invite us now to say aloud these three things. Just say it for us now. God, watch over us. God, the Son, walk with us. God, the Spirit, work through us. And now, in your mind's eye and in your heart, I'd like you now to say that, but have somebody else in mind, or a situation in mind. Because actually, sometimes we just simply pray to Jesus, or to the Holy Spirit, or to God. But actually, the Christian message is about the three working together in the situations. So we'll take a little bit of time to say this. I'll cue you. Holding in mind the situation that you want to, or the person that you want to pray for. God the Father, watch over. God the Son, walk with. God the Spirit, work through. And I hope that all of you will feel that you can use that very simple, the idea of the Trinity and the pretzel as a way of deepening our understanding of this amazing God that we see in our presence here now. Amen.